anti-terrorism ad has gone viral in the Middle East. Kuwaiti telecommunications company Zain produced a 3-minute video that features survivors of bombings across the region confronting a suicide bomber. The video encourages people to bomb violence with mercy. The ad has had its fair share of critics. Sam Yang spoke to Dr. John Ali, the senior lecturer in Islam and modernity from Western Sydney University, about the role of social media in fighting terrorism.
What was your first thought when you watched the video?
I think it's interesting and informative to an extent, but there are a lot of information that is not conveyed. Different aspects of terrorism about Islam generally could have been conveyed more systematically and perhaps in some depth.
It seems a bit timely. The month of Ramadan just started last Saturday, and yeah. The video went viral over the weekend.
Yes. People are interested in what's happening in the month of Ramadan, both in Muslim majority countries and in diaspora communities. It is a very important time for Muslims, and large corporations know this. And what better time to advertise your products than Ramadan, I suppose.
So how important is social media in counter-terrorism?
Social media works both ways, contributing to radicalization as well as countering violent extremism. It's a double-edged sword, if you like, and it works both ways. I think it all depends on how it is managed. And social media, if is managed appropriately and for the greater good of society, and if it is pitched in that way, I'm pretty sure many Muslims will come on board and help the message on the social media spread.
There has been some criticism on social media. For example, in the ad, we've seen a child actor playing the role of Omran, the child from Aleppo with dirt and blood covered on his face. So he's not a victim of terrorism, but of an airstrike by the Syrian government. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a symbol, isn't it? It's a symbol of chaos, it's a symbol of violence, it's a symbol of the most vulnerable under attack. And that's absolutely true.
Do you think this TV ad will have a genuine impact on counter-terrorism strategy in the region?
It's very difficult to predict the outcome, but definitely it is crying out for peace and curtailment of destruction by both parties. I mean here ISIS as well as Syrian regime and its allies. And month of Ramadan is a very opportune time to convey this that message that violence on its own is bad, but violence against innocent people, against women, is even worse. So I think that the message can be quite potent.
That was Dr. John Ali from Western Sydney University finishing that report by Sam Yang.